Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Super Podcast. I'm your host, Super Marcy, and this is a very special podcast because this is our first ever Christmas commentary podcast.
Yay!
And I'm not alone in doing the special Christmas commentary podcast because I have a special guest who has never done a commentary before and he's very excited about it. And I would like to welcome the guy that is really clever. Nice introduction. Please welcome Sean. Sean Clancy.
Yay.
That was a long introduction.
That was an overly long introduction.
Yes.
Introduction. Wow, I can talk.
You need a nice long introduction because you're a very special guest.
Why, thank you.
And is your first commentary ever, that means you're getting that cherry popped by me.
Yes, you are popping my cherry.
Once again.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what is today's movie that we will be doing the commentary for?
Today's film,
yes,
boys and girls, is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yeah, boy! Now, hopefully all of our listeners know exactly what this movie is and how awesome it is. And this might be actually one of the more mainstream movies that we've done a commentary for. It's not as obscure as some of the other titles, which is strange. And I'll just introduce the rules of the commentary in case listeners don't know them. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to watch the movie together and we're going to be talking about it while we're watching the movie. And we're going to be really funny while we do it. So,
I won't be.
Well, what we need to do is we have to grab our movie, put it in the DVD player, grab our remotes or mouse. We're on video and I'm showing my mouse. And we all click play at the same time. So once, you know, right at the start of the movie, and that's when you sync up our audio so you can watch it and listen, or you can just listen to it if you know the movie really well in your head. So, Mr. Clever Clancy.
No.
Are you ready for our movie?
I am ready.
All right, if I count down to five, we'll press play at the same time.
Good.
Okay, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and play. Please tell me that worked. Alright.
Yeah. I think it worked.
I believe so. I have Warner Brothers logo on my screen.
I do too.
Awesome. We're in sync. But not like the band, because boy bands
are... That'd be too awesome.
Right now, I see the moon. Yep. With Santa flying. Yep. Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
This is weird because I haven't seen Chevy Chase in anything recently except for Community, and all I picture him is a big, old, fat guy. Oh, hey, look, Fowler. Logan, you're on the list when he listens to this. I like this animated opening, actually. Why is Santa's legs, like, really skinny when he's really fat?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not doing enough leg exercises. But then again, he's perking around that big fat ass. And...
yeah, for real. I wish my legs looked that skinny. Holy shit, I didn't realize Doris Roberts was in this. She's one of the in-laws.
Yeah.
How long has it been since I've watched this? It's been a little while. Actually, I think I watched it a year ago on Christmas or around the week of Christmas.
So that's when you gotta watch it. You can't watch it like in the middle of summer. You're like, oh, I'm gonna watch Christmas Vacation in July.
Yeah, Christmas in July. That's when we can have like our winter Christmas because we have summer Christmas.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're all the way across the world.
That's right, unfortunately for me. I have had a winter Christmas when I was 6 or 7, when I was in the homeland of Italy, and I was sick in bed the whole day because I was out in the snow the day before. But if people want to know, it does snow in Australia, just not where I live, and not really at this time of year. We've still got this.
Colorado.
Well, yeah. This opening is so, like, well done with Santa.
It is.
It's kind of cool. He's, like, flying at the back of his sleigh. That's how I picture Santa.
Yeah, I don't get how Santa was, like, just such an idiot.
Maybe it was his last stop and he'd, like, been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
He probably drinks a lot of alcohol.
Oh, definitely not Illinois at all.
Are they going to get a Christmas tree?
Actually, if you look at some of the background shots, like that one with the big mountain in the back.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely not Illinois at all.
Holy crap, the kids. Wait, when did the kids change? Weren't they different kids in the other movies?
I think they change every movie. I don't think they're the same. Isn't Anthony Michael Hall in both?
Well, he was in... Yeah, like, I can't remember which one, but yeah. This one has... What was I saying? This one has Johnny Galecki, who looks so young, it's funny, and Juliette Lewis, who seems to have been around forever, even though that's not the case.
Yeah. Yep.
And Chevy Chase is creeping the fuck out of me because he doesn't look like he does look now, and that's how I'm used to him.
Well, here's a little bit of trivia for you.
Okay.
And for all the listeners,
yes.
That truck there.
Yes.
You'll love this, Marcy.
Yeah.
That was Kurt Russell's truck from Overboard.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. That was his work truck.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
So I love that we are not watching a Kurt Russell movie and we have a Kurt Russell connection. High five.
Hell yeah.
Do you know, his glasses look like the 3D glasses we have now. Like, I'm pretty sure that, like, this movie was the inspiration for 3D glasses. Just look. No, I mean, the audience can't see, but I'll, like, show you. See, look, I look like Chevy Chase.
Oh, you kind of do.
Just imagine I've, like, you know, look like him.
But it's uncanny.
Yeah.
Uncanny. Well,
yeah. I do a good Chevy Chase. This part of the movie cracks me up because this is what people are like during Christmas.
Yeah.
This is what I went through before when my mom's going crazy on the road. All these people cutting me off. It's like, Mom, I don't want to die. This is so true. That's why this movie is amazing, because it's so true about everything to do with Christmas.
You know, it really is. Like when it comes to family and, oh, there's more of those Illinois mountains. Comes to family and not wanting to see them. And,
yeah. I mean, that's what it is. You have to see your family no matter what. And it's always so irritating. No offense to my family who might be listening because I love you. But we always have arguments. There's always something that's just, like, not going to go right. I love this. How the fuck does he get under the truck without noticing?
Yeah.
It was actually like a really clever thing. Like they did this really well.
Yeah.
It's genius. This is actually a really colourful lyric.
What's that?
I said this is really colourful and just really, you know, everything's very vibrant on the Blu-ray. It's really nice.
Oh, that's nice. Everything's really vibrant on my laptop.
That car. It's so funny. I love how they just, like, stop. Wow, that's a lot of snow.
It is.
That's a good shot, though. I want to go get a Christmas tree. We have synthetic Christmas trees.
See, this whole scene is just like one big plot hole.
Explain to me this plot hole.
Well, okay, so they're trekking into the middle of bumfuck wherever.
Yeah.
With nothing. No equipment. They're going to get a tree. Are they just going to, like, push it over, or...
Yeah. I love the trees, like, got the glow on it. It's Chevy Chase and his family. They can, like, you know, cut the tree down with their bare hands.
Yeah.
But then they destroy it. There's no tools. How are they going to get the fucking tree down?
Yeah.
What, like, psychic powers? Maybe
I would try to make some other
and
reference.
It's like the biggest tree in the whole entire planet.
It is.
Look at his face. maybe it's the beauty of a young Beverly D'Angelo that got the tree down.
Yeah, or a rocking ass. And the hideousness of Oh, God. Why am I drawing a blank on her name? Juliette Lewis. There we go.
Juliette Lewis. She looks like such a diseased person these days. That's scary.
Probably
I love this scene.
Courtney Love.
Huh?
That was stupid. Never mind.
I'm just,
yeah, how did they uproot that?
I don't know, but I love the shot of them just driving with the car, with the tree on the car. This is like every single neighborhood in a Christmas movie ever.
Yeah.
It looks like the Home Alone neighborhood. Did they film it in the same spot? I don't know.
No, this is actually on the back lot. The Warner Brothers back lot. And their house...
Mm.
Not the Griswold, but there's the neighbors. That's actually Murtaugh's home. From
Murtaugh! Another film series I want to revisit soon. He's got the hockey mask and chainsaw. He should have just killed those two at the beginning of this movie.
Yeah.
Again, another person I forgot was in this is Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
She looks really young.
Yeah, and still really hot.
She's incredibly cute. But she looks good now. Like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, the tree. This movie is so funny. I'm going to wait for him to cut it down. It already doesn't fit in the house, and he's gonna like untangle it or whatever. Breaks the windows. A warning to people listening: this is gonna consist of me laughing a lot.
That's fine.
And now he's got the sticky stuff on the tree on his hands, and he's ripping up the magazine. You know, it might be minor humor, but it's so... I mean, it's something minor, but it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funny. This movie is hilarious. Yeah, I'm going to buy you some of those for Christmas.
Cool.
Even though you already have a Christmas present from me.
I do. Like Jack Burton shirt.
Yes. Aren't I the best friend ever?
You are.
Well, while we're doing this, my mum just sent me my niece's photo with Santa, and she looks so disinterested. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
I should attach my picture with Santa from when I was like 6 or 5 to this podcast when we upload it.
Sure.
Yeah. Good. Well, she has big boobies in bed.
Yeah, she's looking. Yeah. Oh, Chevy Chase, you dog.
I really like these pajamas. I like the bed's just such a mess.
I love how he had sap all over his fingers tearing the pages out.
Yeah.
And when he throws the magazine down, it's like not stuck to him at all.
Yeah, stuck to his hand at the lamp. That would be so awkward to go to sleep like that.
Up, up. My birthday.
Ah!
Yeah.
Happy birthday, even though it's past the day.
Yes.
I know you had a sexcellent birthday.
I did.
Oh, I love this thing. He's got a Tassie Devil mug.
Tassie Devil?
Tasmanian Devil?
Yeah.
That is, I didn't say the wrong thing, did I?
You said Tassie Devil.
Yeah, Tassie, that's what we call Tasmania. As a nickname, Tassie.
Well, all right then.
This is going to be filled with facts that you didn't know about Australia for no reason.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be listening to this. Think it's just going to be all about Christmas vacation. It's all facts.
Australian facts.
Them up.
Yeah, it's Kurt Russell. This. Here comes the big bad boss.
Oh, good old Bill Murray's brother.
He looks like a badass jerk.
He does.
I can't get over Chevy Chase, how thin he looks in this movie.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and all smiles. But no, the guy's going to be a jerk to you, because Christmas is all about being jerks to people.
True.
It is true, that's not a lie. I'm just waiting for him to...
Kiss my ass.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, kiss my ass, kiss his ass. Happy Hanukkah. This is so good. For the record, they do not make movies like this anymore.
No, they don't.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, kiss my ass, kiss his ass, kiss your ass. So good.
Yeah. If I did that at my job, I'd be fired immediately.
Yeah. If I go to your work and you tell me to kiss your ass, will you be fired?
I might.
Or will they say, oh no, it's just Marcy. You can tell her to fuck off all you want. Here's boobies, lady.
The look, right?
I can't watch this scene with a straight face. He's wiping his face with underpants.
Yeah.
He puts it in his pocket. Hooter. Hooter. It's woman, you have a cooter. Yeah. It's a bit nipply out. I mean, nippy out.
Just laugh.
Did I say nipple? You can't write this stuff anymore. Seriously.
Not Only Chevy Chase could pull off this entire
story. Oh, it's brilliant. I'm looking for something for my deal, for my rest of soul wife. She's not dead. Adultery. He doesn't have a lock. And this is so funny.
That's my name.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
I'm actually, my chest's hurting from laughing so much already.
Nice. See, Russ, you can't even see the lines.
I miss those underwear. Why don't we have those underwear anymore? It took him like 5 minutes to realize his son was there. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
No, we're doing something right now.
You see the photo?
Yeah, I got it.
By the way, they're wearing the same hat down there.
Okay. Thanks. That was my mum.
Nice.
She's part of the commentary.
Right.
And we can see this movie's dated. She's got Guns N' Roses posters on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
I love that beard. Chevy Chase and the Sanders beard. Oh, sexy.
Don't forget the cocaine. He's got hidden in the beard.
Uh-oh, the family's here. Yes, there's, what's her fucking name in that show? Marie. And everyone loves Raymond. That's
everyone will know what show you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, Doris Roberts.
Yep.
She just cracks me up, woman. She just has to appear and I just laugh. This is so true. This whole, like, family introduction.
Look. Yeah, I love the way it's shot, too. Like, how it's all just fast-paced. And,
yeah. Like, because that's what happens.
Right.
When I arrive to see the family, everyone's going to be, oh my god, blah, 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 blah. All right. Over in 5 minutes. 5 seconds. 5 minutes. 5 minutes is too long.
Worried he was.
Ow. I bit my lip. He's really tall.
Yeah.
She looks really short. Huh? Now, this scene is very true. Even though we didn't have Christmas lights outside the house, when we went to put up the Christmas tree at my sister's house, they had this big bag of lights and, like, untangle them and I, like, pull them out and it's just, like, this thing. So they're going, why did I offer to untangle Christmas lights? Absolute nightmare. This is no exaggeration.
I remember growing up, I'd always use the excuse that I had homework to do, and my parents were like, you're full of shit.
You don't fucking do any homework. You're naturally clever. You don't need homework.
Yeah, it never, ever worked.
Oh my god, I can't get over how young he looks in this movie. Look at those, like, icicles hanging off the house. That'd be scary. What the fuck hair is she wearing? It looks like Marge Simpson before Marge Simpson hair.
Yeah, it's like a beehive.
It's like a really wrong beehive. This is just brilliant. This is exactly how I picture people setting up their Christmas lights on their house. You realize scenes like this have influenced so many other movies. And you don't even think about it too. You watch this and go, oh my god, that was totally, like, ripped off or whatever.
I love how they're watching a Thanksgiving Day parade.
A replay is at Christmas. I like the how you got the old dudes asleep on the seat, because that's also true at Christmas at my family. More like on Christmas Day after you eat, the guys just pass out. The old guys just pass out.
Yeah, while the ladies do their whatever.
We have to, like, clean up and stuff.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I always use the excuse, my back hurts. I can't clean dishes. There's too many people. This is so brilliant. He's staple gunning the lights, but he's not paying attention and he staples his sleeve. Comedy caper coming on.
Sounds like a compressed air staple gun too. Like,
yeah. Come on, pull it. This is fucking brilliant. He was back on the tree. Bang. He's a comedy legend.
Was.
He still is.
I haven't really seen enough Community to really get a firm judgment.
He is one of my favorites. Everything that comes out of his mouth is so wrong. He's like, you know, more along the lines of, say, it's Always Sunny type of character.
Like Danny DeVito's character?
Yeah, like very racist and just a jackass and disrespectful of everything. But who wants to fit in, even though he doesn't quite fit in properly? Look at the decorations. Those deers are bigger than he is.
Yeah.
That'd be like me if I was putting up decorations on the size of a midget. I cannot imagine how the fuck you could decorate a house the way he's doing it. Oh, and he's...
What's that?
And his foot is tangled in the light.
I would have liked to see the, you know, the part in the movie where, obviously it wouldn't be in this movie, happy after, but where you have to take all the shit down.
Oh, I know, right? Here he goes again. This whole thing, I think they totally ripped off with, like, Meet the Parents when he's on the roof. And catastrophe happens.
Yeah, or with... or with any Christmas movie.
But this, like, particular scene, it's so... The shit with the neighbours is fucking brilliant stuff. I'm just going to say this whole movie's brilliant, continuously.
Yeah, so much shit happens to the neighbours, it's ridiculous.
It's... Like... But we've all had neighbours that, you know... Oh, they ruined the CD collection. She's like, why is it all wet? God, even now we don't really have CDs anymore, do we?
We do, but...
It's not like we're all digital.
Yeah.
I mean, the last CD I bought was... Henry Rollins for $5.
Right.
And it was recorded in Chicago and Australia.
I think the last CD I bought was the new Black Keys album.
Yeah, I have that digitally. I don't actually have the hard copy.
Yeah.
And it's like my favorite thing right now. I'll listen back to this in a year and it'll still be my favorite thing. I love this. Let's look at the lights. Nothing's happening. God, Juliette Lewis looks so dirty.
Yeah.
It is disturbing.
Yeah.
Nasty. I love how these two are like drinking their whatever outside.
I think Julia Lewis looked cleaner in Natural Born Killers. She's a dirty serial killer rapist.
Very true. Nothing happened. Look how many fucking lights are on that house. Blows on it. What is blowing on it going to do?
I don't know. It's not a Nintendo cartridge.
Hey, I actually don't have to do that on my cartridges. They just worked.
Nice.
Marcy has a really good Nintendo.
That's nice.
That thing's been with me since I was 3 years old. There's a family just like, oh, what a jackass. Now, do you have, like a lot of Christmassy stuff where you are now?
No. The only Christmassy thing I have is Christmas Vacation.
In your general area, is pretty there, like, modern lights? Like,
oh, yeah. Downtown, it's all lit up and everything.
Yeah.
There's lights and trees and all that.
Yeah, I've only seen a few houses that have had much lights. There's a house down the road. They've got this big, what do you call the thing outside the house? You know, when you go outside and you sit out on a thing? I know what I'm thinking of. But anyway, they've got, they've got a table and chairs with this blow-up Santa drinking a beer. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
But where I used to live, we used to live in like a round street, and every single house except ours had Christmas lights and decorations, and they used to do it in like mid-November. It was pretty crazy. We used to have like lots of cars driving around to, you know, do the tour of lights. I can't think of anything more awkward than having to share a bed with your older or younger sibling. Especially if that sibling was Juliet Lewis. This is going to be we're mean to Juliet Lewis. How the hell did she date Brad Pitt? That's so weird.
I don't know. This is the only way I'd be able to sleep next to Juliet Lewis.
Is that a thing of two turtles having sex behind in that poster?
I don't know.
It looks like it. Who's that? Wow, look how cool that shot is.
The counter lady from the penny work.
Oops. I'm putting my phone up with that message, and I'm not checking messages. I'm definitely going to find these pajamas for you to wear.
Those are pretty awesome.
I kind of want a pair for myself, and he just hit himself in the head. But really, is there anything funnier than self-injury? No. There isn't. This is pretty funny.
And coming up, there's actually a couple of references to the first location.
Mm. Weird, they weren't selling that. They only actually had this for sale when I picked it up today. And they had Christmas Vacation 2, which I was like, no.
Garbage.
Very much so. Isn't there like a lost present up there or something?
Yeah, this is the reference to the first one.
Yeah, that's it.
1983, which is when the first Vacation came out.
Yeah. This was 89. She closes him up there. You bitch. Surely there's like a safeguard if you get locked up in the attic.
It's Clark Griswold. I don't think he could figure that out.
No, that's true. I probably couldn't figure it out. I'd be just as clueless and dumb as he. If I had those pajamas, I could get out of that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, those pajamas, you can get yourself out of any situation.
Yeah. I'd be cooler than the coolest. I love how they just don't care. They're just like, no, you can come later. You can drive by himself. Fuck that guy. Oh! and again. How do you hit yourself with a plank of wood 3 fucking times in a row? That's so good. And they don't see him, like, with his head out the window. No, it's fuck you, I'm driving off.
Those lights are fucking...
That is, like, the messiest set of lights ever. There's, like, no...
Yeah.
You know, reason. It's just like, I'm just going to put them everywhere.
Yeah.
It's, like, no, like, setup or anything. I'm just
his
like
get up is awesome too.
Just waiting in anticipation. If Peter watched this movie, they'll throw blood on it because he's wearing fur. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How the fuck does someone do that?
And I love how he doesn't even care either.
He's not. Yeah. Fuck that. It's not my room I have to worry about. He puts on the pink gloves. I might have to send you some pink gloves to go with the pajamas. They really set the outfit off. What the fuck is that on his head?
I don't know.
Old Christmas videos. Movies.
Well, and I think, and I was looking this up earlier, that Xmas 59, I think that's when, like, the story was kind of conceived.
Oh.
That's National Lampoon magazine.
That is interesting. I actually did no kind of research on this movie. I have no trivia track in my head. I'll leave that to you.
No, appreciate that.
We clearly you're the brains of this operation. I'm just here to sound good with my Aussie accent.
Your Aussie land accent.
Yes, I'm the wonder from down under.
I love how they got the younger actors to look very similar to the grandparents.
Yeah. That's actually like a really good like comparison. Cause that's not always easy and you kind of like roll your eyes when they kind of don't really have that kind of look.
Yeah.
Look at his face. Oh, you're a pisser, Chevy Chase.
It's almost kind of a sad moment because it makes you, you know, like...
Yeah. Look what Christmas used to be.
Right. And that has to kill it.
Of course. What the fuck are they wearing? Looks like garbage suits.
Those are those sweatsuits. Like, where...
Are they meant to make you lose weight or something?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, one of those 80s gimmicks.
Yeah. This, I think, this right here is a really well set up scene. With the lights.
Yeah.
Let's try again and work in. And it ends up being just the dumbest thing.
Right. Which I remember reading somewhere that, like, all of the lights that he has...
Yeah.
It's, like, 175,000 watts an hour.
Yeah.
It takes to power that, not to mention all the other shit he's got in his house.
Yeah. Like, when you see the overloaded power thing, that's like... Fuck, well, how are you people, like, not have a burnt-down house right now?
Right.
It's pretty nuts.
How are you able to afford his electrical bill?
Yeah. I always wonder that about people that have, like, all these extraordinary things. Like, how, what do you do for a job? How the fuck can you afford your power bill?
Yeah.
It's like, we can barely afford our power bill, and we do nothing with our power. Who is
back home, back in Chicago... or outside of Chicago, I'm sure the Chicago listeners will know about this, but there's a street called Candy Cane Lane, and every year for Christmas, they would just do all these elaborate decorations, like they would decorate even from house to house. All that shit plugged in.
Yes. And the lights go on. Of course, he's too stupid to notice.
Right, yeah, blinding everything.
Yeah. The other power goes out. I love the music playing just to, like, set the moment. Off goes the light. Their room is just destroyed.
I didn't notice that until just now, but they... fixed that window pretty damn quick.
I don't know how, because it's, you know. Now he comes back, yeah, I'm going to do it now. Isn't that dangerous having, like, open electricals in the snow?
I don't think so.
Well, can't water get in there, like, the snow melts a bit? Am I thinking too much into this, probably?
Well, if I remember correctly, we had, as long as, I'm losing my mind here. No, we had to open,
fucked up. And now it's not working and he cracks the shits. That might be Aussie slang, which means he's just lost the plot. Or maybe that's Aussie slang. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just gone crazy. That's what, you know, cracking the shits. You get angry. He just kicks everything over. I would probably have this kind of tantrum and fit if my Christmas lights weren't working.
Yeah, after wasting all that time hanging all that shit up.
And now she's, like, worked out what it is. Finally. Look at his face. Hey, that's beautiful.
The shittiest hanging job for any lights ever.
It is. It's so bad. I don't know how to hang the lights, but I probably could do a better job. Meanwhile, the other two...
more concerned about the naked than her boyfriend or husband falling down the stairs.
Yeah. Meanwhile, their house has just been destroyed.
Right.
And now, the nightmare starts.
Best introductions ever.
I'm just waiting for it. Love the hesitation. Yeah. This is so like what Christmas is going to be like back home, because we're all of us are just fitting into this one house. I'm sure my niece will keep us on our toes, as she does, because she's funny. And there we go. He doesn't even notice. It takes him like 5 minutes to notice. He's wearing, there's got to be something wrong with that guy hat.
Right.
Oh, I have to like... It looks like it's covered in shit. Ugh. Sorry about that. Marcy has a bit of allergies. This kid just looks, I don't know. Looks like one of those kids you went to school with that you knew was trouble, but they, like, were really quiet until they did something, like, really bad.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't kind of make the connection until just now, but the son's wearing a Las Vegas shirt, and...
Yeah.
Isn't the next one's Vegas Vacation, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Snot.
Yeah, he says snot and I'm blowing my nose.
Yeah, good timing.
Yeah, I did not plan that. I just can't breathe because of allergies.
Well, at least the dog's name wasn't Shits or something.
Shits.
Putting his commentary in the bathroom.
If I woke up with my head sewing to the carpet, I'm surprised. Gotta love this script.
John Hughes is a genius.
He was a genius. Yeah, I love the avoidance. I think I'm gonna get you one of those hats as well for Christmas.
I'll wear it everywhere.
You can wear that hat with the pajamas and the pink gloves. That's your... Actual costume. I just want like one of those ugly sweaters.
I think Cousin Eddie's ugly sweater later with the turtleneck. With the,
yeah. I love like old man's 80s sweaters, like Bill Cosby type sweaters.
Yeah.
I guess they're really just called Cosby sweaters because he was known for them.
Yeah, I think that kind of got coined after all that.
Yeah. That dog. He wants to hump your leg, son. Oh, look at all the Christmassy things.
This will be the sweater.
Look at that tree. It's like decorated so bad.
God, that sweater is terrible.
It is. It's so tight. And disturbing. And the dog, like, drinking the tree water. What was I doing? Those pants are incredibly tight around his ass.
Yeah, they are.
And that's disturbing.
And they're flooding like a motherfucker right now.
Hopefully you got that.
Yeah, I did.
See this? Let me just knock things over, like, what a cunt. This is like the best example of that black sheep family member that you do not want to see.
Yeah.
What are those, like, reindeer things they're drinking out of? Those are so ugly.
The moose head?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Oh, his hair slicked back and everything. Randy Quaid is one of those guys that just freaks me out because he's so weird.
Oh, well, he is. I don't even think he's living in the US anymore. Isn't he in Canada or something like that now?
Didn't he get, like, arrested a few years ago for something really bad?
Probably.
Knowing him, I'm sure that's true. I really like his sweater, like the Chevy Chase one. I want to wear one of those.
Yeah.
Do you think I could pull off a sweater like that?
No, I need the Cousin Eddie sweater. I need that in my life.
Yeah, I'll get you one of those too. You can wear it with the pajama pants. Oh yeah, they are moose heads. I couldn't even tell. December 18th. Is that today? No, it's tomorrow. Wait, I'm giving away when we're recording. Whoops. Look at his hair. This is like the best stereotype of a big boss.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Look how long that table is. I got you a present. Yes, he's got many special presents right behind him. Oh, right behind you.
Now look at all the presents. They're all the exact same.
Yeah. Just different wrapping.
Yeah.
Did you just call him a greaseball?
I don't know.
Probably, it sounds about right.
Let's rewind.
We can't rewind from a Jerry.
I know. Really screw with the...
I'm in the middle of a prime and call. Get me someone, anyone, now. Get me someone while I'm waiting. Looks very snowy. Which is funny, because I have not really associated Christmas with snow. We associate it with, like, blistering hot weather.
No, not me.
I think one Christmas it was like 100 degrees. It was really stinking hot.
Jesus.
Yeah. I recommend a summer Christmas. It's a lot of fun.
Wasn't Christmas Vacation 2 like take place on like an island or something like that?
Might do.
I never watched it. I will never watch it.
No, not at all. I felt insulted when I saw it at the store.
Yeah, kind of an abomination.
With a Randy Quaid scary, like, mug on the cover. May I never pull that face again. That was disturbing.
I won't say anything.
Just tell everyone it was not that disturbing.
I think you just did.
I don't know if they'll take my word for it, but they might. This looks like fun. However, I would not do it with these guys.
No.
I don't think I'd do it where they're doing it either. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Have you ever been tempted to do this? Oh. How the hell does he, like... keep his cool, in a sense, when they're, like, trying to act this out in such a way. It just doesn't stop. On the road. Oh,
hell did they see him?
I don't know.
He just
telepathically
went light speed.
Yeah. This is dream swimming pool. That is the ugliest office I've ever seen.
Pretty bad.
How could you work in there? Wouldn't you just like want to jump out the window? This guy looks like a registered sex offender.
He does. he's probably touched a kid or two. He's probably about to go touch another one.
He looks so wrong. Go away. Get off my screen. Creepy fucking... Ugh. Why don't I show a close-up? This is so wrong.
All I hear is kids.
Ugh. Those poor children. Can somebody please think of the children? Plaid curtains. I think that design belongs on, like, a shirt, not curtains.
They have a pair of boxers that look like that.
Maybe they made them out of curtains from this movie.
Maybe. I almost wonder if this... for some reason, I always think of Fast Times at Ridgemont High during this scene.
That is another movie that would make an excellent commentary. Yes, I'm trying not to look at his thing tucked into his disturbing swimmers.
I'm spending my summer.
Are you going to wear the leopard print?
Yeah, with the white beard tucked into it.
Yeah. That's the sexy leader.
Yep.
Well, it was funny what, like, was the fantasy of men in the 80s compared to today, and it's all, like, fake plastic women.
Yeah.
That look really incredibly ugly.
True.
I mean, look at this chick. She's not incredibly skinny, and she's got a natural body.
Yeah.
It's very attractive.
Really, not much of an ass, though. Like,
nope.
Goes, like, down.
She wishes she had my very nice ass. Just saying. This kid looks disturbing.
Kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, just a bit.
There's the Fast Times at Ridgemont High shot.
Except we don't quite get the money shot.
No, it's not Phoebe Cates.
No. He might need a cold shower after that.
Yeah.
I might need a cold shower after that. No, I'm alright. Maybe if I was looking in the mirror during that shot.
Dirty. She looks like Newt from Aliens.
That's it. She looks like a dirty little kid.
I mean, I know that she's supposed to be a dirty little kid.
Yeah, but she looks like a legitimately dirty little kid.
She does.
Like one you're not going to play with in the schoolyard.
Yeah, no.
It's like, ooh, get away from me. Wow. You're so convincing, Joey Chase.
He is.
I think that Santa crap is bull. No, that's because your family's poor, kid. You're like Kenny. You're like the Kenny McCormick family.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Dirty
kid. Yeah. She needs a really good, like, bath with, like, scrubbing utensils. moment of silence.
Yeah. Well, you got to listen to the speech. I don't know why. All I think about is just that dirty kid.
Yeah, I'm so disturbed by this, the dirtiness of this kid.
I'm actually speechless because she looks so dirty.
Yeah. I don't condone violence towards children, but I just want to kick her out of the screen. That was nasty, Marcy. That was really nasty.
Yeah, she's proud. That little girl's probably going to listen to this commentary.
Maybe she's got, like, fleas and stuff now. Maybe she never had a bath in her life.
She bathed in the toilet in that trailer.
That is gross.
The best hockey jersey ever.
I was waiting for some kind of comment on that.
Yep, I just had to wait till it came.
And came it did. I mean, come it did. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Moving right along. It's not a podcast without Marcy saying something really disgusting. Do you want that one, like, with his name on it and everything?
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta have it with the name on it.
What about, like, his picture on it as well?
His picture?
You can have, like, the grizzled picture on the back. Oh, gross. Cheaters, fool! Could they make these people any more disgusting? Oh, that is gross. And it's even more disgusting on Blu-ray, I might add.
You really see the poop particle.
Yes.
Runs inside in fear.
Wouldn't you? Oh, God.
He's such a dirty, dirty bastard.
It is.
This tiny robe that God knows he's even wearing anything under it.
Yeah. I guess I'll have to get you one of those, too.
A dirty mini robe.
You can walk around town with a dirty mini robe. You might not have any friends after that, though.
That's fine.
Except for me, because I would have put you in that situation.
Cool.
What the fuck is he wearing?
This scene. I always wondered, is he like smuggling a summer sausage in his pants? You'll see. Yeah. It's there. Like,
I don't understand purple pants on anyone. Like, the way that he's wearing them.
It's not even the pants, it's what's in the pants.
Yeah, I can see. Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't want to look, but now you made me look. He has a couple of pairs of socks down there, at least.
That's something in there. A buddy of mine didn't point it out to me until last year. And of course, we watched this on loop at the bar I worked at. And every time the scene would come on, everything else would go out the window. We'd just be looking at Randy Quaid's pants.
Well, he's definitely smuggling something in there.
Yeah.
Look at his face! I want to punch him.
Why?
He creeps me out! Oh, God.
He was great in Kingpin, though.
That's the bowling movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a while. Woody Harrelson?
Yeah. Real mad.
This is like the coolest advent calendar ever. Can open up all the little windows and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, creepy dirty girl.
Oh,
yeah,
we'll see.
Oh god.
Quite possibly the greatest couple in this movie.
Funnier, as you can clearly see, he's got a bald cap.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more apparent in Blu-ray, but yeah. Oh, toupees are funny.
It's crazy how much she still sounds like Betty Boop. Well, she was the voice for Betty Boop.
Bird. Awkward family picture in the background.
Yeah.
That tree. The boxes me out.
The poor fucking cat.
Yeah. You will see something very similar when you eventually get to watch No Retreat, No Surrender.
Oh boy.
And you'll just be like, what the fuck is this? Oh, I want his sweater. That's awesome. What the fuck? Look at it. Those are any tighter. Oh boy.
Some of the best sound effects ever to come out of a movie.
I actually can't hear things too well because my fan is on. Look at that hair.
Yeah.
That's legendary.
The blessing! Best couple ever.
Do you want that toupee?
That mullet.
I'll get you one of those too. Wearing a cardigan?
Yeah.
Man, cardigans. We should have, like, wrapping paper in her hair.
Oh, God.
Now suddenly it's become a razor head. Or, I think it was The Simpsons when they had the dogs in the turkey.
What was it?
On The Simpsons, I think two of the puppies, when they had puppies, were in the turkey. Basically, all they're eating is, like, what, skin?
Yeah, just the skin and...
crunchy skin.
And the garbage food.
Yeah. You mean garbage food, like salad?
I love how, like, every different family member has, like, a quirk that they have when they, like, while they're eating.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, like, I don't know if you noticed in the beginning, Beverly D'Angelo's character had something on her fork. She flicked it, and I feel like she's eating it.
But it's very true. If you watch your family eat, everybody does something differently like that.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it so much funnier.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that poor cat.
That would be something idiotic that my old cats would have done.
Oh, yeah.
Mine used to chew through, like, all my earphone cables. Little shits that they were.
Yeah, mine used to do that, too.
I used to come put them in, and then I realized, ah. Like, River, you naughty boy, I know it's you.
Yeah. Sound effect, best sound effect number one. How the hell did they create that sound
effect? I don't know, but it's so wrong. God. I love how her blouse is just like open.
I have no problem with that.
Neither do I. She was quite the looker back in her day.
She was. And sound effect number two, greatest sound effect ever to be in any movie ever. Did he blow on it again? Yeah, I thought he did.
I was waiting for him to do it. Oh my god. Have I mentioned how utterly brilliant this movie is? I love cats, but that is just so silly. It's hilarious.
And that almost didn't make it into the movie, too. Because when they tested this movie, a couple of people were like, no, we need to take that out because it's wrong. And then they ran it through the test audience and they said that was their number one favorite scene in the entire movie.
It's pretty fucking awesome. Fried pissy cat. I can't stop looking at his crotch. You've destroyed me. Because you had to bring that up.
It's just that one scene.
But it looks so tight and just, ugh. My eyes automatically go there. I don't want them to. No. No.
The look.
Oh, God. There goes a tree. He's on fire.
Yeah, definitely not Chevy Chase or what's his name?
Oh, I used to have one of those Santa ornaments on our old tree.
Yeah.
It's out of its memory. Are you alright there?
No, I was mimicking the delivery guy. He's like, "Have you delivered for Clark? Have you green?" This movie's too great to do a commentary over it.
Yeah, you can watch it once normally, and then you can listen to us, because listening to us is pretty brilliant, I might add.
I hope so.
Yes. Ooh, it is, definitely. Oh, God, his hair. Oh, Juliette Lewis still looks like a dirty skank.
Yeah.
At least you might want to open it first, buddy.
Right, yeah.
His, like, chin that looks like an ass is kind of distracting.
Yeah, a little bit.
I noticed the most random, stupid things. I'm just waiting, anxiously awaiting.
Look at Randy Quaid's face.
Look at his hair, it's all like... Blah.
Yeah, curly and rose.
It's all like, just like, oiled down. Ugh. This is so insanely awkward.
Yeah, I snapped too.
Uh-huh. Poor Grizzler.
What was that?
I said Grizzler.
Oh.
That looked kind of gross. It looked like sprinkled poo in there or something.
That's not big.
I guess with the dirty family, I just made an assumption.
Yeah.
I have never actually had that before.
I made some last year.
That's not a thing over here, so.
Eggnog?
Hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting to say the least.
I mean, I know about it. I've never had any, because we don't really have it here, so.
No.
This is like a Marcy-esque breakdown when I'm playing a game and I've lost.
You need to get that on a t-shirt.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Not in that sweater outfit, you're not.
This poor couple.
They can't catch a break.
A pitcher of margaritas and what is it? Like a cheese and strawberry plate?
Something. What the fuck? Worst meal ever?
That's how they stay so thin.
It must be. This is what Christmas is to everybody.
Yeah, they just lose their mind by the time Christmas
pretty much. Comes. I've lost my mind already. I'm just trying to keep my cool. I need a coffin. He's cracked the shits.
Is that another Aussie line thing?
Yeah, cracked the shits.
Yeah.
To go crazy. I didn't realize that was Aussie slang till somebody was like, what the hell are you on about? Oh. You know it'd be fun to grab a chainsaw and just like tear the shit out of somebody's house. You know, when you were cracking the shits one day.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just to do it for fun, just, you know, on an angry rampage.
Whatever.
Maybe listens to her.
Yeah, I love how he just hangs the panties on the door.
I know, it's pretty funny. I might just put all mine on my Christmas tree.
For his wife that he's divorced from.
I like how we go quiet when we know we're waiting for something to happen.
Right.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
How the fuck? They don't do that. Okay. But aren't those things like really common? Like, why are they scary?
I don't know what being quiet is going to do.
But it's just a little... It's not like they eat you or anything. What were you yawning?
I don't know. How can you yawn?
What the fuck? Oh, so funny. It's like as if there's like a velociraptor in the house. That's how they react to it. Squirrel!
Pushes his mom over.
Dog. He walked down the stairs.
Yeah, I want to know, like, how he moved his feet.
I don't know. It's very odd. Squirrel! The epic disaster. For a little stupid squirrel. Some people. That looks evil.
All the shit that's in there. And that dress.
Scared of it. Gone. Meanwhile, she's just getting raped by a squirrel and a dog.
Right.
Punching's funny.
I love it. He's like the concerned guy, and he gets
punched in the face. It's the metaphor for what happens to the nice people.
I guess.
It's like that saying, nice guys, gals finish last. Which is wrong, because I totally finish first every time.
Great. Oh boy.
What, me or this movie?
You.
I know, I can't believe I just said that out loud.
That's, yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice family-friendly commentary.
There's nothing family-friendly about this commentary.
No.
There's nothing family-friendly about me, really. That's why we have the explicit tag.
Oh, that's right.
I would have an absolute heart attack if my house was in that condition.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I would definitely lose my shit.
Yeah. For real, for real. But it's just so typical of this time of year that it's hilarious.
Yeah.
All you can do is laugh.
And, you know, it's movies like this where it's like, you're having a bad Christmas. Just look at the Griswold.
Nothing could be as bad as this.
Right. And yeah, like you pointed out earlier, it's crazy how much other movies have kind of copied this.
Yeah.
You know, like this fashion.
Mm.
And it hasn't worked since this movie.
No. The original and the best.
I think Bad Santa was like the last great Christmas movie.
I have not actually seen that movie. Well, not all the way through.
No. Okay.
There's a lot of things I need to catch up on.
Mm. I think if we do another Christmas movie, it should be Batman Returns. It is a Christmas movie, in a way.
That is true. We have been thinking about doing one on the podcast.
Oh,
except I'll be more like, ooh. Catwoman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, I'll stop thinking about that.
Wouldn't mind seeing Beverly D'Angelo in a Catwoman outfit at some point in this movie.
I should have worn my Catwoman outfit to do this commentary and then no one would have seen it.
Bulging man.
We got that right.
Yeah. Panties are still on the tree.
Bra and panties on the tree. It doesn't get much more awesome than that.
Yeah, if only I had a Christmas tree.
Would you put bra and panties on there?
Yeah, just go out and buy them and throw them out there.
It's fake.
Reinforced. Yep, a reinforced jaw.
Yeah.
Not thin.
The way Randy Quaid is standing is so disgusting.
Oh, look at the man.
Ugh. His hair's like all combed over us. Ugh. Gotta miss the 80s.
Yeah. Ugh. Breeze.
Huh?
No. Kids' hair.
Oh. It's like the whole moral of the story time.
Pretty much. But I don't think this would ever happen in the real life. These greedy CEOs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the meaning of Christmas. No.
Well, fuck you. I'm keeping all the money. You're fired.
Become cops. Like every single cop car. Could we just have, like, a scene from Blues Brothers?
I was just thinking the same thing.
High five.
Hey. Yo.
That's another movie that would make a great commentary.
It would. It would. But I was just looking at the cars, and I believe they say Chicago Police, but I don't think they're necessarily in the city or near it.
I don't know, they've got poorly sewn on patches.
Yeah.
It's so perfect.
I don't know why they went over there.
Yeah. The stupidity of... smash through every fucking window.
I think that would be like just awesomely fun. Now maybe I missed it because we were both talking, but how did they find out where they lived or who took
I don't know. Maybe blink.
Oh, Beverly D'Angelo. Grabbing Chevy.
Yeah. That would be my reaction too. You'd have to, like, just protect those. She cannot, like, be contained in her blouse.
No.
You see any clothes?
So dirty now. So
look at that little other pudgy kid.
It's a fat kid from Bad Santa.
They put him in, like, the worst possible clothes to make him look, like, really pudgy.
Hey. Where are the cops? Are they just hanging out inside?
Yeah, they're just chilling. Maybe they're repairing the damage they did to all the windows.
They're drinking all the eggnog.
They're getting drunk. Oh, Christmas vacation.
Without a clue. Just completely clueless. It's the bald cap again.
Yeah, isn't it brilliant?
It is.
Blah, Randy Quaid. Oh, there's all the cops.
Yeah.
They all look drunk, though.
Probably are.
They did steal all the eggnog. Sand is on fire. Now they're really
drunk. What's Eddie doing in the back? That'd be creepy.
He's just freaky or whatever. You've been making out.
Yeah. Well, he did some part.
I think he deserves it after everything.
Yeah.
I just noticed he had jingle bells on his hat.
You know, for a movie that's about Christmas, it never actually takes place on Christmas.
That's true. And it's the end. And the credits will roll. Which we will let them roll.
We will.
Mm. But I think this...
I'll
just let it go. But yeah, for... I don't know, this might be like my preference of Christmas movies.
Yeah, definitely mine too.
It definitely, like, helps me with my mood, because I'm such a Scrooge at Christmas time. I just hate how everybody is insane if you try to go, like, outside and there's people trying to run you over because they have to get to the store.
Yeah, they don't really cover that too much as far as the shopping goes.
Yeah, I think that's in, like, other movies, like Jingle All the Way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Arnold. Yeah!
Arnold. And, I don't know, I guess Home Alone is a really good Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Because that cracks me up. I saw that in theaters when it came out.
Okay.
That was my favorite movie as a kid.
Another John Hughes joint.
Yep. Back then you were like, oh, why can't my house get burgled? I want to beat up the burglars. Not realizing that would never happen.
No.
They would likely kill you.
Yeah, you would set one trap for them that would fail.
Yeah,
and they'd find you and they would just massacre you. And
yeah,
your blood all over
your parents will come home to like pieces of you everywhere. It's so funny. Well, that is. I guess this will conclude our commentary for our listeners. One of the most awesomest movies ever. And it was our pleasure to watch it and commentate over it for people to listen to us.
Yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed it. I know there's some rambling and dead spots, but you know.
Yeah.
For a movie as quotable as this, it's kind of hard to.
Yeah.
Oh, Breckenridge. I did not realize it was filmed in Breckenridge, Colorado.
Mm. There you go. Well, I miss movies from 20 years ago. The credits were so short.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, sitting through, like, a billion years worth of, like, credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's the Hughes. May he rest in peace.
Indeed.
And, yeah, well, that... Stop it now. It's finished. That concludes our Christmas vacation commentary, Christmas commentary. The first Christmas commentary for the podcast, and I guess maybe it starts a new tradition on the podcast.
I don't
know. So with that done, I will bid our listeners farewell, and hopefully they have a good holiday season.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And all the rest.
Kiss my ass and kiss your ass. And
yeah.
Kiss his ass.
Kiss his ass, kiss my ass, whatever. And all the rest. And with that, we'll bid you a farewell. So, catch you later, folks.
Bye.